Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
God, I love sex.
Watching old Family Guy last night where they thought the end of the world was coming. They're all watching the news. They're all bumming out. And Quagmire goes over to Joe's place and says he's a virgin. And he has sex with Bonnie because he goes, well, I thought you had sex with thousands of women. He goes, no, I was lying to you guys because I was just being bravado, you know, please. He goes, okay. And he goes in, has sex with Bonnie, comes walking out. And Joe goes, how was your first time? He goes, I had sex 1,000 zillion times. I just want to have sex one more time. And he goes, that's Quagmire. Oh, man. I forgot he banged Bonnie. All right. Little known fact.
I'd forgotten that or didn't know.
That Quagmire banged Bonnie. Bonnie was always hot.
Yeah.
Still is hot on the Family Guy.
Yeah.
Didn't show up much, but she's there.
Oh, and to follow up from last segment, Grover Cleveland got married while he was president.
I thought that
might have been true.
And then popped out a bunch of kids. And,
okay.
You know, he was he was not gay.
All right. At least, you know. I was reading an article in Rolling.
At least not full time.
I was reading in Rolling. That was in New People magazine. Chris Daughtry, his wife, they've been together since he's like 39. She's like in her early mid-40s. They've been together since like 20. They were 20 or something like that.
Before he was famous.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They're still together, but the article, the headline said Chris Daughtry's wife's coming out story. I'm thinking, she's going to leave him. She must be gay. And I started reading the article. Oh no, she's bi. So that's why they're still together, and that's why Chris Daughtry was smiling in the video. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She
Grover
came out
Cleveland.
As bi.
He was one of those two-termers. You know, he had one term, took a break.
Oh, he did take a break.
And then had another term.
Yeah. That doesn't happen much.
I guess the only...
Not in modern time, I don't think it's ever happened, right?
Where that has happened.
Yeah.
Gloria Vanderbilt passed away.
Yes, she did. It's
at the age of 95, 41 players had her. Oh, do you still have the apologizer to the Jews ready?
I got it. Who had her?
I apologize to the Jews.
The apologizer to the Jews gets a hit with Gloria Vanderbilt,
right.
As does Cracky the Muppet, Mr. Peck.
By the way, if you are apologize to the Jews, don't say that out loud if you see me. Hey, apologize to the Jews. People can look around. What are you apologizing for?
I didn't do
anything, dude.
Gregory's son, Richard, gets a hit.
Dick Peck.
Yep.
All right.
As does Dilly Dilly Dilly. Don't touch me there. You're not my daddy gets a hit.
By the way, don't walk up to me and tell me that that's your name either. Because then you're talking to me. Don't touch me there. You're not my daddy.
Well, it's okay if you walk up behind him and whisper it.
Yeah, well, that's what usually works. Don't touch me there. I'm not your daddy.
As you're breathing on his neck.
At a youth sports game. Because that's where I meet listeners anymore, and I meet them all the time. Not just Deadpool people, I meet them all the time.
All right, the Deadpool names for next year should be more adjusted to when they walk up behind you and whisper in your
Well,
ear.
That's one of them.
Yeah.
That's one of them.
Like,
or just I apologize to the Jews. You know, that would work too.
Hey, Tyler, I mind if I give you a reach around?
That's gonna be somebody's name.
Yeah,
mind if I give you a reach around?
Epcot Death March gets a hit. And Foreskin Feng Shui gets a hit.
Right. Did we do these yesterday?
Or yeah, we did them late in the show.
Yeah, we did them late. Okay. We said we were going to do them early
only a
today.
Few.
Yeah. It was real late.
And we're going to have a few more here in a little bit.
I was having a little deja vu.
No, you're right this time, Todd. Wonders in your head.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you go alcohol free for a day.
Congratulations.
You were worried about it.
One day at a time. Yeah. Congratulations. I'll probably go like 2 days at a time and then maybe have a drink on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Out of Southfield, Michigan, WXYZ is reporting on 13-year-old Maya Landers. 13-year-old Maya Landers did one of those social media challenges.
Which one is it?
The fire challenge.
What's that?
Where she and her friend saw on YouTube. It's a challenge where a person uses a flammable liquid to light themselves on fire.
Put on their skin and light it.
They typically have water nearby.
Yep.
Oh, not this time, huh?
She said that a friend tried it and accidentally set her on fire.
Great.
Oh, so she wasn't even trying to set herself on fire. She was just too close to some dumbass friend.
That's the way I understand it. However, she was a dumbass friend at the time.
Sure, yeah.
Maya's mom said she ran past her bedroom and was on fire from her knees to her hair. Mom said she had to extinguish the flames from her daughter's entire body. Maya spent 2 months in a bed in a hospital in a bodysuit of bandages.
Oh, my God.
Nearly a year later, speaking to WXYZ, Maya says, and they had a story on this, Maya says, don't do it. It's not worth it.
Listen to Maya.
Don't light yourself on fire.
Or your friends.
Yeah, well, don't let your friends do it. Just don't, you know, fire and skin don't mix.
Don't do
it. I ran out of the bathroom sans pants to grab a gallon of milk to hopefully engulf the fire between my legs.
I don't know where that's from. Yeah, I don't know where that's from. Yeah.
Another one of those challenges.
Fire
the building is on fire.
That was the habanero pepper challenge, I think. I ran out of the bathroom sans pants to grab a gallon of milk to hopefully engulf the fire between my legs.
That was fun. I remember that.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
But that's just temporary.
Does she have skin grafts, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was.
Is her face okay, at least?
I didn't see her face.
All right.
It is horrible, so stick to the pocket knife amputee challenge.
Well, only if your leg's stuck.
Right, the muriatic acid challenge.
No, don't do that at all.
No.
Stop promoting that one.
You're right, that one could be
always be the guy that says no, please.
Disfiguring. In fact, avoid all social media challenges.
Well, if you're in a group of people and somebody decides to do something stupid, always be the guy that says, maybe we shouldn't do this. Just please be that guy. I mean, I hate my kids hate when I say, now it's a big joke. Oh, another life lesson from dad. They'll laugh, you know. But I still do it anyway. Because they'll hear it. They won't pay attention.
They'll mock you now.
Oh, they do mock me.
And 10 years
but
from
all,
now.
All I say is just be the guy that says, no, we shouldn't do that. I ran with some pretty crazy dudes when I was a kid. Because, it was just a regular 70s neighborhood. And we had some pretty messed up kids.
For that
time period. And I was always the guy that said, man, we probably shouldn't do that.
They won't appreciate your
wisdom.
We
almost lit my neighbor's house on fire once.
Yeah, till
just playing with matches.
Mid to late 20s. Right. Then they'll appreciate all the wisdom that you've imparted.
I hope so, Todd.
Well, some of them.
They'll remember it, at least.
I remember in high school being the guy who said, you know, the cops are probably going to show up to this.
Exactly.
Maybe this is not the best place to have a party.
Yep. Oh, I've done that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was always played along to a point. But I always said, hey, no, we probably shouldn't do that, guys.
And consequently, I was one of the few in my class that did not have a minor in possession by the end of high school.
Well, that's why we nicknamed you Big Puss.
Yeah.
We heard from your high school friends that this guy's a big puss. He's scared of the cops.
I just didn't want to get arrested.
Yeah.
There's that whole thing.
Yeah, that part. Yeah.
You know?
Kansas group calling on the Wichita Public School District to change its non-discrimination policies. Members of a group advocating for LGBTQ students in Wichita schools asked the school board to change their policies to include protections for gender identity, gender expression, and sexual orientation.
You mean the right thing to do?
Wichita schools already have a policy with protections for race, color, ancestry, religion, gender, age, disability, national origin, veteran status.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to add protections for gender identity, gender expression, sexual orientation.
The right thing to do, you mean?
Well, it's just the next step.
It is. Are they doing it?
That way, well, they asked them last night.
Okay. Nope. You better check and see if it's just not a girl who's going through an operation so she can go look at wieners.
Wieners.
That's what a lot of them are, you know.
They just want to see wieners. You want to see a wieners, ladies? Just ask.
Girls who want to see wieners.
just ask.
So they go through this entire life change just so they can see a couple of wieners in the bathroom.
Todd Huckleby checking in.
Well, in a horrible story that I just don't know the answer to.
I can't even muster up enough to be that character.
I know.
I just don't get people who get so upset about that.
Here do I. They're horrible.
No, they're not lopping off their genitalia just so they can see other genitalia.
Right, exactly. I mean, they can go in the chick showers without a wiener now. Then what's the purpose?
Right. I realize you don't really like to look at the complicated things.
Yeah.
I realize you really don't like to look into nuanced things.
Yeah.
I realize you like simple answers like, what's the problem? Well, Muslims and Mexicans.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's good enough for me. Muslims and Mexicans.
You sound like a cousin of mine.
Right. And guys who lop their wieners off just so they can look at Chinese.
Yep.
That's what's wrong with this world.
This country.
Why is the whole world?
Chinese. I like to look at Chinese.
We had to do it right, like those countries that are Muslim, but I hate them.
You mean, oh, you like kill the...
No, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Sure, yeah.
Kill people that are different. It's radical Muslims. Right. Let's go with that.
Yeah. I'm all for their rules, but they got the wrong God.
What were you about to do there, Craig?
I like their style of life. I just hate them.
Exactly. That's true.
It is.
Because the church runs everything in certain places, and they want that, but they don't want that. Don't.
Yeah, I don't. I
yeah,
don't.
You're confusing.
I don't get it.
Confusing.
The earliest direct evidence for human consumption of cannabis as a drug has been discovered in a 2,500-year-old cemetery in Central Asia.
Took that long?
Huh? 100 years ago is a long time ago, Todd.
Oh, I would.
You're not talking about 25
years. I would have thought the minute, we evolved from tadpoles,
we chewed on some weed.
Yeah, how to consume.
Well, this is evidence.
But we haven't found direct evidence.
This is evidence.
Okay. Shortly post tadpole weed smoking.
Come on, Todd. It was Adam, too. It wasn't a tadpole.
And, it Adam, wasn't an apple. It was a bowl.
It was Adam and his rib.
It was a
chick was the rib.
It wasn't an apple that Eve gave to him. It was a bowl
of
weed.
It wasn't a tadpole, you atheist.
Did he smoke it out of the apple?
He may
have.
Oh,
that's good. Could be
that. Yeah. Maybe that's where the apple comes in.
You mean an apple pipe?
Yeah, there you go.
But he might have eaten it, too, because tadpoles don't smoke.
So this was published in the journal Science Advances. Cannabis plants and seeds have been identified at other archaeological sites from the same general region and time period. It's been unclear in each context whether the plant was used for psychoactive reasons or for other ritual purposes. This particular cannabis features higher levels of the mind-altering compounds that have been found at any ancient site, suggesting that people could have been intentionally cultivating certain strains of weed for a potent high, or selecting wild plants known to produce that effect.
Probably just, try and take the edge off.
What is weed?
Yep. Just take the edge off. It's probably a tough time to live 2,500 years ago.
Many people
dinosaurs
would say
attacking
that.
You and everything, right?
Well, you had Jesus to save you.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
But a lot of times the dinosaurs were attacking you for your weed.
Yeah, good point. Especially the ones that ate plants.
Right. They'd smell that stuff.
Right.
Yeah, they'd come a-running.
Dude, it's another tough day out of the cave. We need to take the edge off. That's probably how it started.
Now, there was a court ruling in California and it's one of those that is difficult to put together. However, this new court ruling in California says that state law bans smoking marijuana in prison there in California. It does not, state law does not ban possession of cannabis by inmates.
So you can have it, you just can't smoke it.
Legally, technically, you can have it but can't smoke it. However, they say, you know, you don't have it, and officials can still punish inmates with weed for violating a prison rule. It's prison rules and state laws may be different.
Don't you think some stone prisoners would tamp down any kind of violence? Dude, let's just sit here for a while.
No, I can't answer that. Criminal enterprise of everybody
selling it. Yeah, I forgot about the selling
trading
part.
Trading it for butt sex.
Oh, good point.
All of that.
Put it in the commissary.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, can
it's
you
California.
Still trade for butt sex.
Can you smoke cigarettes in prison?
Not in prisons you can anymore because
yeah,
it's not
some of them.
It's health purposes.
I'm not familiar.
Probably in the yard, maybe. I don't know. None of us been there. This is one thing one of us we've never done. Don't plan on it, but we always get guys calling us to spend some time in prison. And can you trade weed for butt sex?
Puss?
I was going to say that stuck to the tape.
Puss hadn't even been to jail.
No, never.
But he's traded weed for butt sex. I didn't do a jail.
And he didn't have the weed.
he welched on that right afterwards.
I mean, the rest of us have at least spent a little time in jail, just a couple hours.
No, I never spent
You
time
never did?
No.
Kurt, once you're not going to tell me you've never been to jail.
No, not really.
I was never
close. I was going to say, I thought you were the only one that had been behind bars.
Not really behind bars, no. They didn't.
I ran from the cops a few times as a kid, but I never got snagged.
I ran once.
Yeah.
Didn't get snagged.
Usually was throwing eggs at cars or something stupid like that.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing pumpkins.
I really had no choice.
Yeah.
They showed up in the lobby.
Well, that's right, because you did failure to appear, dumbass.
Yeah. And then I...
yours isn't even youthful indiscretion. You were like 33.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the first time I went to did a little time, I was 19.
That was from trying to buy a hooker in Arizona State.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that's right. I got thrown in a tank there. Forgot about that one.
Yeah.
And it was, previous to that was a shoplifting charge. My buddy had shoplifted some stuff, and I was right by him, so I was an accomplice.
Yeah.
Then it was the...
did you trade weed for butt sex for the 4 hours you were in jail?
I was only in jail for like an hour.
Well, that's all you need.
Yeah. And no, it didn't happen there. And then another time I didn't pay a ticket, and I got pulled over somewhere outside of Phoenix, small town outside of Phoenix.
They hauled you in?
Yeah, because there was a warrant out there.
There's no warrants for mine. I got pulled over in Des Moines, and the guy sat there for a while, probably ran on my license and my plates, and he just gave me a warrant.
You're clean?
So I must be clean, which is good to know.
How far back did they go?
I don't know. I never asked a cop that, but he sat back there a while and just gave me a warning, so he obviously ran my plates and my license.
Did they point out the time back in the 80s or yeah?
That was a loan payment.
You missed a loan payment?
No, they didn't go that far. They didn't go that far. They
criminal record, not credit check.
But yeah, I just, there was
that's,
no.
That's not what
no
cops
criminal
do.
Record and everything must be okay.
Well, is that what employers do anymore?
That would be weird, dumb.
You go through your criminal record and then don't they have the right to go through your credit?
I don't know. You know, we don't know. We don't employ people. Do we ever get an answer about our company with the weed?
Yeah, we talked to our promo guy yesterday. He said he didn't even take a test.
Yeah.
No,
really?
That's not really an answer.
Well, he was hired with a new company.
But he told us.
Yeah. He was?
He told us of his experience.
Well, did our new general manager have to pee?
No, we didn't.
I'm not
going to
ask her that because I'll ask her that right now on the radio. I won't ask her that in person. Yeah, I will.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
That's not a...
I just can't say
you
female.
Could, yeah,
I'm not
going to
say, did you have to pee?
You could word it a bit more delicately.
Did you have to pass a test?
Yes. Did you pee? That would be weird.
What did you have to do to pass that test?
She'd expect that from us anyway.
Right.
She'd say, shut up, Craig.
She would.
Oh, my God. As of now, we have a cool boss. What's that like? It's been a while.
She would. Out of Washington
State. Not Jim.
State.
Jim sucks, play blackout.
Right.
He's
right,
our first boss, and she's our main boss.
I bet she likes blackout.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. I stand with what you said.
What?
It's been a while since we've had a cool boss.
Oh, hell yeah.
Out of Washington State, Ryan Klee was walking his dogs about 6 o'clock in the morning, got back to his apartment, said he opened the door, and there's a guy there going through his backpack that's just backpack. Sitting right there. Mm-hmm. Mr. Klee said that he tried to maneuver around him. The guy that was at his apartment tried to push him out of the way, and he said they ended up grabbing each other a little bit. The suspect wanted to leave, but Mr. Klee was concerned about what else the suspect would do. He didn't know if the guy was going to break into other apartments or what he was going to do. So then the suspect grabbed a large knife out of the kitchen and started making threats.
Yeah, let the guy go.
I'll gut you, you know, those sorts of things. I'll cut your throat and that, you know.
Great.
So for some reason, Mr. Klee decided to say to the burglar, the only way you're going to leave out of here is you can be either escorted by the police or you can jump out the third-story window.
Whoa. Gave him a choice, huh?
Yep.
He probably went with B.
He did. The intruder jumped out of the third-story apartment window. Now, I've seen a picture of this, and it looks more like a second floor.
Still.
It's
enough to hurt.
It's quite a jump.
Yeah.
It was quite a jump. The intruder jumped out of the third-story apartment window, and then police arrested the guy a short time later, with a huge criminal history. Police say that they were pleased that Mr. Klee was able to keep control of this situation.
He said that
he was surprised.
How do you do it physically? How the guy? I mean, if I walk in and somebody's in my domain, and they run out, good.
Well, this guy's different.
I leave a door open and hope like the bat fly out.
Let him out.
I know
he was gonna.
And he could have been killed.
He was gonna detain him.
He could have been killed.
He will be detained.
Yeah. He jumped out the window.
Hang on.
The criminal sue him.
Darren's are
serious.
Calling.
Watch the criminal sue him.
Yeah, he could.
Yeah.
Hey. Go ahead, Darren.
Hey, guys.
What do you got?
Yeah. Hey, just hired on 2 months ago, and I have access to company credit cards, so they did a soft credit check.
Yep.
Oh, they did. Oh, okay. For that reason.
All right. Yep. Yeah. Yep. It doesn't hit your credit report, but they do a check, make sure you're not a scuzzball that's going to do something stupid with their credit card.
Did you have to pee? For your credit?
Yeah.
No, for your credit.
Oh, no.
For no reason.
No, I'm a where you at, what you hauling guy. So.
Okay. Oh, you are? Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. Usually hauling everybody's favorite, Taco Bell meat. So.
Okay. Everybody's favorite.
Good for you.
All right. I got to get where you at, what you hauling. I might got rid of that, man. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care, Dan.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Everybody's favorite. Didn't know that. Did you know that was everybody's favorite?
I did not.
That's what I'd heard.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about the possibilities of having a truckload of Taco Bell meat.
When we're drunk, it is. You know? Oh, you're the truckload. I don't have where you're at right now, so.
Aw.
Oh, I don't know where it's at. It's not under where you're at, what you hauling.
Yeah, we have
where you at?
Yeah.
I haven't used it much lately.
What you hauling?
Thank you, Craig. Why is it not under where you're at? No, I'm not yelling at you, puss, because I just don't know why it's not under where you're at. All right. How you spell where?
W.
All right. Oh, it's under what you hauling. Yeah, that's my fault.
Of course.
That's my fault.
Where you at? What you hauling?
Taco Bell meat.
Yeah. You got to pee. I'm back. Ask anybody at work that today. Do you get a pee?
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.